Good morning. We said we're going to just touch on some of the halachas of the different levels of Kedusha and some of their applications. The difference between the four levels of Kedusha, which are Kedusha, Tashmishei Kedusha, Mitzvah, and Tashmishei Mitzvah. So let's go through them one by one. So we mentioned that something which is Kedusha Atzma, it's the Kedusha itself, that's Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, that the item itself, through the process, gets a level of Kedusha on it. So there's no din of Tanai. You can't, there's no way you can process the Tanai in it. Mechira doesn't take away its Kedusha. There's no way to remove that. There's a din of Hazmana, that once a person designates it for the purpose of, let's say, the or to be used for Kedusha, the cloth to be used for Kedusha or for the Tefillin. So in some areas we say Hazmona la Milsahi, but over here we see Hazmona Milsahi, the designation, puts a Kedusha on it. When it's worn out, you have to do Geniza Derech Kavod. You can't throw it out. You have to be guarded it, and it has to be done Derech Kavod. While it's in a state of Kedusha, which is, you cannot do any types of actions which would be a bizoyan in front of it, the person can't relieve himself, have relations with his wife, etc., in the presence of these items of Kedusha. A person wants to sell these things, can only sell them that the individual who receiving them will be using them appropriately. So a person wants to sell a mezuzah, there's a discussion in halacha about selling a mezuzah to a non-Jew, and you're allowed to do that. Even the money which he receives is only mutter to sell it if you're going to use something which halacha says you're allowed to use that money for. You're going to buy something of a greater level of kedusha with that money, or it's mutter to sell for the purpose of supporting Torah, marrying off people which are yesoimim, etc. So there are many halachas which apply to kedusha atzma. In Kedusha Atzma, there's different levels of Kedusha between the Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzah. We're not going to get involved in that. By Tashmishei Kedusha, we hold that Hazmona Lav Milsahi, so we designate something to be Tashmishei Kedusha. We gave an example, the bag which holds the Tefillin. Just saying it's going to be used for that purpose does not give it the halachas of Kedusha yet. It's only if you've designated for the purpose of using it for Tefillin and you use it one time, so then it gets the Kedusha of Tashmishei Kedusha on it, the Surma Tashmishei Kedusha on it. Tashmishei Kedusha Tanai works. If you say that you're not planning to designate it for that purpose, so that, and we explained before why that works. Once the Kedusha, the Isurim are Chal on it, Tashmishei Kedusha, selling it does not remove it. And it remains as such. You cannot use them for a tashmish, which would be was bizoy in itself. But there's no issue of doing a tashmish, which would be considered lowly in front of the tashmish kedusha. So if you would have a bag which is used for tefillin, but the tefillin are not in the bag, you just have the bag there. That doesn't create any isurim in regards to what has to be done, what can be done in its presence. When the item is finished, it should be put in Geniza. So Tashmishei Kedusha, Avolach of Geniza them as well. Mitzvah, items of mitzvah. You cannot use items of mitzvah for chulin purposes. And tonight does not work. But that's only as true once you've started to use it for the purpose of a mitzvah. But even if you designate it for the purpose of a mitzvah, hazmona, you can use it, we hope, by items of mitzvah that hazmona la milsahi. So if a person would designate an esrog to use for the dalet minim and decide he wants to use it for something else, he could do so. Once he's used it as an esrog of mitzvah, so as long as it's in the state of being used for mitzvah during the days of Sukkot, he cannot use it for something else. After that period of time is finished, it's no longer designated for the purpose of mitzvah, and there's no isurim on using the item for something else, but it cannot be used derech bizoyan. Tashmishei mitzvah do not have any din of kedusha on them, and you can use them for tzarchei chulin. You're allowed to throw them out, just you can't do that in a way which would be considered bizoyan. So they don't have a din of kedusha. Now we didn't mention one last point. We didn't mention there's something called Tashmish. So the Mishnah Berurah assumes the Tashmish does not have any Dini Kedusha on it at all. Even while it's being mishamish, the kedusha, tashishe kedusha, you can use it for something else as well, as long as it's not therapy soyan. One other point, I want to just talk about an example of this. So the bima which you lay on, nowadays we never lay without having the mapa on top. So the bima is not the tashmish kedusha. The mapa, the cloth which is there, is the tashmish kedusha, and the bima is tashmish to tashmish. What about the fact that you put a glass or a nylon covering on top of the mapa? So does the glass get the din of tashmish kedusha and the mapa get the din of tashmish to tashmish? The assumption aloha is no. The purpose of the glass and the purpose of the nylon is not there to be mishamish to sefer Torah. It's there to be mishamish the mapa. You don't want the mapa to get worn out. It should look nice. So you protect it with the plastic. So the plastic is not being mishamish to sefer Torah. The mapa is being mishamish to sefer Torah to make it look nice, to lay in there, etc. And the plastic is being mishamish the mapa. So the plastic is the tashmish to tashmish, and the mapa, the cloth, is a tashmish kedusha. Nowadays, there are halachas that really you cannot use the cloth for something else. So really, a person should not lean on the bima, etc. The minigarlem seems to be to make on that. One of the arguments is maybe there nowadays that there's lay bez and nasta, people are so not careful about it, so you assume that they're not designating it for that purpose. And we said before the Bakatashmash Kedusha, the Tanai beforehand will work. So maybe that's an explanation, but it would be appropriate for a person to not. Not to put other things, not to lean on the mapa, and not to put other things on the bima, because it's designated for the purpose of using it for the kedusha of the sefer Torah, not for something else. Have a good day.